This impressive example of the still life genre presents a carefully displayed selection of luxurious objects. As such, its focus is on a more direct and sincere representation of opulence, as opposed to a more symbolic approach. The distinct folds in the white tablecloth draped over the sideboard underline its pristine character, as though it had just been taken out of the chest for the occasion. The objects have been arranged on the tablecloth in a symmetrical yet highly naturalistic composition. The entire scene revolves around a central axis in which, starting at the top, we can see a large circular wash basin and a beautiful scalloped drinking vessel. Below these objects, there is half an orange, perfectly segmented. It serves as a point of contrast that adds life to the scene, along with a touch of simplicity and naturalism. On either side of the axis, the rest of the objects are arranged in an almost mirrored display. They include salt and pepper pots, as well as two large clay vessels with handles, which are of American origin and were known as bucarinas. These ceramics were highly prized for their beauty, their pleasant aroma, the flavor they gave to the liquids they contained, and their ability to maintain a constant temperature. This work is the only still life known to have been painted by Juan Bautista de Espinosa. It showcases the painter's technical skill and enables him to show off the tremendous precision in the depiction of each object. From the embossing of the silver to the transparency of the water or oil contained in the glass vessels. Indeed, Espinosa was seemingly so aware of his mastery that he wanted to leave a highly visible proof of his authorship within the work. If we look closely, we can make out his long signature in Latin, written across the front of the two shelves above. This painting reveals how aristocratic households like to show off their affluence as a means of demonstrating their social standing. For this reason, instead of depicting utensils or food, the painting presents the objects whose purpose was to impress visitors. As such, this still life represents a kind of domestic altar, where the things being celebrated and venerated are order, prosperity, and luxury.